All right, so we're here to discuss the third form of Wing Chun, the Biu Qi form, which is the form that you're introduced at the green sash level.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, from a sort of new red sash perspective, it seems like a fairly strange form. It seems quite different in some ways from Sinun Tao and Chenqiu. And so, again, I thought we could start with sort of talking about, in general sense, what's sort of unique about Biu Qi, what it sort of contributes or adds, and then later on we can go into the three section by section again kind of discussion.
Sure. Yeah.
So maybe I'll just respond to your descriptive of it seems strange. And I can answer the question by just asking Wayne back at you. So strange compared to what?
Compared to... Well, there seems to be a lot of sort of leaving center in some ways, or with the elbow moves, you're torquing quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So the elbow comes in, which hasn't been seen in the other two forms. There's the opening part with the hand, which I don't know exactly how it's done, but you do.
Right.
I'm not sure exactly what that part's about. So there's different kind of moves that seem different from the other forms.
Yeah, and because the nature of Biu Qi is, you know, basically when bad things happen to good Wing Chun people, there's a series of movements and expressions and teachings in that form that help people when more or less they say have lost the occupation of center line in an ideal way. So maybe they're still occupying center line, but they don't have balance, or their horse is broken. Or, you know, I can list any of the other attributes or things within the system. So it's basically when your sort of ideal, conservative, you know, Kung Fu that you learn from Silam Tao and Chung Q, and then basically all the techniques that flow with that, when you've lost that, when that's been taken from you. So when you lose center line, when you lose balance, if there's multiple attackers. So the form, you know, we call it sort of the 911 form in the Wing Chun system, so emergency techniques. So that's sort of the idea that you want to think about. So the movements are going to be different. As you noted, it's going to come off, a lot of the movements come off center line or start from off center line, because we want to basically learn how to reclaim center line with timing, balance, structure, all those important attributes and principles. So most of the moves are really the how do I get back to center line after I've lost it. And then also, you know, a bit of a different intention too if you're dealing with multiple attackers, right? So there's some basic things in that form more of an intentional level that's different. I'll give you one example. You maybe heard the axiom, he moves first, I hit first. So, you know, that's sort of the conservative, safe, you know, classical expression of Wing Chun. You don't ever want to make the first move. You don't want to give away what you're up to. You want the other person to show their vulnerability, but you'll actually respond quicker than them, and you'll get your block or your hit. So when you have maybe more than, you know, one person in an altercation, you don't want to be waiting. Like if you see people moving towards you, or it's an ugly scene, like you start coming out and you make some commitments to some pretty intense strikes. So that first punch that comes up from the Biu Qi form, right? It doesn't have the same look as the one that comes from Silam Tao, where, you know, we do this. It's like basically training you anywhere your hand is, straight line, center line, fire that punch and fire it hard. So while I wouldn't say that there isn't the use of sensitivity in Biu Qi, I would say it's maybe not as important at this point in time, when maybe I've lost my balance, or there's multiple attackers coming, or someone has, you know, grabbed me or jammed my arms too close to me. So all the things that I don't like to have happen in my sort of idealized Wing Chun Kung Fu. And so this is where you're going to see these sorts of larger movements, intense movements, movements with a lot of jing at the end, like a lot of power, a lot of torque. And basically what you're trying to do is reclaim center line, or at the very least regain your balance and make space. Okay, so that's sort of the general purpose of that form. I don't know if you had any other questions around that.
So talking about the elbow rotation, it seems interesting there, because in Chum Q, at the beginning, especially in the first section, we do a 180 shift,
yeah,
which is in some way the maximum you would ever need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the elbow, it seems that you're almost going past the 180. Like your chest actually seems to be further than 180 degrees almost.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. Like what? So when you're doing Chunk Q.
No, when you're doing Yu Chi with the elbow.
Yu Chi with the elbow, right.
It seems like you go further than the 180 that you do in Chum Q.
Yeah, so what you're doing, so I'll talk about the elbows, because there's quite a few elbow movements, the Kwai Chans in the form. So again, coming back to your idealized Wing Chun, you don't want to actually use an elbow unless absolutely necessary. So that's, you know, because I'm gonna use my hands. I want to keep that space of having people certainly within striking range, right? At that sort of wrist pass wrist range, right? That's sort of the ideal Wing Chun fighting. Like once I have wrist pass wrist, I know I can continue to go in and hit them, but not be at risk for myself having people too close to me outside my little sort of safety zone, right? So if I need to use an elbow, that means that someone is very close to me now,
mm-hmm.
right? So the wrist collapses, which then presents the elbow. So in the Kwai Chian movements, you're basically simulating, well, what happens now if someone has actually collapsed your elbows? Certainly past the line of your, collapse your wrists. I mean,
mm-hmm.
certainly past the line of your elbows, and now they're even going towards your body. Then we need to actually learn how to then turn the elbows to, reclaim center line. Now, certainly if someone's, you know, pushing me or grabbing me and pushing my hands towards my chest, I mean, you know, if they're leaning forward on the way for me trying to reclaim center line with my elbow, I mean, I'm going to strike them in the head
mm-hmm.
or the jaw. But my intention is not to launch an elbow attack at that person's head and chase them, so to speak. I want to bring it back to the center line.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you notice many of the movements after the Kwai Chan, there's a clear and go bong sao to then reclaim the idealized space in Wing Chun, which is at wrist pass wrist.
Hmm.
Okay, so all those moves again are about reclaiming the center line. If there's a hit that happens along the way, so be it, but that's not what we're doing, right? So even when things are going bad in a Wing Chun situation, right, your focus is still oriented around the theories, the principles, and the attributes. So the elbows, as I said, you know, if we get our forearms or wrists collapsed, they're the vehicle that then helps us regain or reclaim the center line. Does that answer your question?
I think so, yeah.
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 Because to intentionally, like if someone approached me, right, in an altercation, to then intentionally pull my wrist back
yeah.
and then to strike them with the elbow, I have to let them get very, very close to me.
Yeah.
That's very risky.
Mm-hmm.
It's very risky for someone to actually tackle me, do a throw, a trip, grounded pound, like all of that, they can take me down pretty easy if I don't have my hands out forward defending, right? So I don't want to let someone in that close. It's very risky. So that's why only when necessary,
mm-hmm.
right? To reclaim the space.
It seems a bit similar, maybe in some ways, to in Chum Q, where we sort of simulate getting pushed back onto the back leg before we launch a kick,
mm-hmm.
and we're putting something into the form as if somebody's coming at us, or somebody's changed our structure or balance or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you're going to start in these positions, as you said, look strange.
Yeah.
I think was the word you used.
Yes.
Right? Compared to what you would normally see in the rest of the Wing Chun system. So, of course, that's going to be the case in many of the moves. You know, and there's a little teachings in there as well, like, you know, just having that straight punch. I mean, it doesn't say a lot, but the fact that, you know, we don't do it like we do in Silum Tao, I mean, there's a teaching there that, you know, fist wherever it is just goes to the center line, right? You're just taking it. You're not like tentative reaching, you're just taking it with your Wing Chun punch and like really good intent. Okay. The other energetic, once you learn all the movements, just like any of the other forms, you learn the structure and the proper techniques first, and then you have to bring the intent in there. And with Buqi, you are cranking a lot of Jing energy, okay? So it's not so subtle anymore, and that's the, I'm going to just reference back to that first movement.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the jutsaos.
Mm-hmm.
They're irregularly looking jutsaos,
mm-hmm.
okay? So what you're doing here is you're learning again to strengthen the chom sao part of the wrist structure. Okay. And so this, as I do the movements here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that if all I have is, everything's pinned and all I have is this little wrist joint to then get this wrist to then create more and more space, I might have to do it an inch at a time.
Right.
Because I have to actually maybe just use a joint or two joints as opposed to having that whole integrated horse stance structure coming behind my hand techniques. It's not necessarily going to be available to me in an emergency situation. Maybe I've lost my balance or my structure's been jammed. Okay, so we're really strengthening the wrist joint, which is really where we release the jing in our strikes. Okay, so there's an energetic intention, and then when you're throwing the techniques out, like, you're really releasing the energy. Full extension, full release.
So the they're called jutsus.
Yes.
That's something that you're starting to you're looking to build into strikes in general then.
Yeah.
To get jing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And I also I had a question because on our website we mentioned that Byuchi, a name for it, I don't know if it's a translation, is thrusting fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you could speak to why it's called that.
Yeah, you know, I want to stay true to my experiences, and you know, I've seen many different interpretations around the thrusting fingers.
Okay.
So, which is the Byusal technique. Okay, so the Byusal technique comes from here, as I'm demonstrating, you know, when we do the elbows and then I'm shooting forward.
Right.
Okay, but I'm not but personally, I'm shooting the wrist forward,
mm-hmm.
but it looks like my fingers are going, are shooting forward, but actually I'm turning my fingers just off to the side towards the center, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really presenting the wrist
to
clear and take the center line with this joint.
Yeah.
Okay, if I just do this, it's not going to take it. And that's, I mean, shooting the fingers. I can give you a demonstration. I know the people listening to this won't, but just so you get this. Right. So, if you have the center line, got me jammed here. Okay. Now, notice how I'm aiming the fingers towards the center line. Right? So, when I do that, I'm going to actually have structure when I try and do this. If I don't aim the fingers and I just try and take the center line with my wrist,
mm-hmm.
not going to happen, right?
Yeah.
You can feel that, like, I'm trying, right?
Yeah.
But now,
yeah.
okay, just by aiming the fingers,
yeah.
there's a structure there, I'll take it. You can stop me.
No, I can't.
Right? And then I go back to here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hope you feel that. Like, I'm trying to go for your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
Just and this one, you're not even trying nearly as hard.
Okay, so these are the little tricks and understandings of the form.
Yeah.
Right, so you have to have this intention, like you're snapping that wrist joint, the chum cell structure,
right,
the wrist.
Which is what you're doing with the
jutsus. This is why you're strengthening that
yeah.
with those three movements of jutsus.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And something else I noticed about Byuchi that seems different. I mean, you mentioned the opening punch, but it seems like we've sort of moved. A lot of the moves seem to involve gobongs. Like we moved from, there was a lot of jungs, palm strikes before, and punches through Sun Tao and Chum Q.
Mm-hmm.
Now suddenly we're doing a lot of gobongs. Do you have any thoughts on why that is?
Well, I mean, gobong and byusals are pretty close in terms of techniques.
Okay.
Okay. They have a different intention.
Okay.
But the structure is very much the same.
Okay.
The intention is different. So, you know, some people will call them gobong sao, some people will call them byusals in the Byuchi form. So,
okay.
Right, it all depends. But again, with that, what you're trying to do is I'm trying to clear and hand replace.
Right? Yeah.
Just directly go straight to the center line with that. Again, I'll call it the chum sao structure
mm-hmm.
of either your byusal or your gobong sao. Okay.
Yeah. And how? I don't know, how's the intention different between the two?
Well, again, I'll do a demonstration, you know, actually, yeah.
Get
close. So if you just do a regular bong sao, right, and now you've stopped me, and now I'm going to continue to do palm strike your face, and you just insert your wrist to do go bong sao.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're just moving me off center line.
Yeah.
Right? The byusal intention is, I mean, taking that with the structure as opposed to just redirecting you off. Like, I am going straight through and fully committing.
Yeah.
Whereas a gold long style wouldn't necessarily fully extend like a strike would. Okay. It would just sort of stick out.
Okay.
Okay.
So a bit of a defensive offensive.
Yeah. So that's where the intention is different.
Okay.
Yusao is you're totally clearing that line.
Yeah.
Because you train to fully clear because you don't know how much of that line you're going to get.
Right.
Okay. So again, I can only tell you without having this on video, but again, if you've collapsed this,
yeah,
right? Now you have really like strong arms here. And even with me aiming this, okay, I got this much space. But in my intention, I'm doing this all the time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm sending my intent way past where what actually happened here, but it then lets me get some space.
Yeah.
Whereas if I just train to do this, right, and then there's real energy there, I'm not even going to get that inch,
yeah,
right? But okay, so this is how much I could get. I couldn't clear it,
yeah,
but this is more than enough to come back, right?
Yeah.
So full range of motion and extension, as you train that, means you'll get closer to it. And if you just take the surface area of the person's body that you're trying to engage with.
Okay, and something else I noticed about Bucci is it seems, I mean, they're sort of throughout, I think, Chum Q and Sim Tao as well.
Mm.
But we talk a lot about straight line.
Yeah.
But it seems especially, or at least occurred more to me, in Bucci, it seems that where there's sort of a circular kind of motion.
Well, certainly there's a lot of Hyun Sao,
yeah,
legwork, so
yeah,
circle stepping happening,
yeah,
right? So again, sort of like Hyun Ma, I should say, sort of,
yeah,
Hyun Ma stepping. And it's the same thing. I mean, for our hands, we have Hyun Sao.
Yeah.
Even
yeah,
though we still yeah, want to abide by the straight line theory, but
yeah,
sometimes I have to use a very small circle
yeah,
to come back. So it's the smallest circle possible
yeah,
to help me get back to straight line, center line. So same thing with your Hyun Ma stepping.
Yeah.
Sometimes I didn't see someone come, or they came from an awkward angle and I got caught late, so now I have to really step off that line
right,
and possibly come around them.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's what the circle step is. Now I'll train a really big circle step.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean I'll use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I will use exactly as much as I need to just cut the corner around that person's advancing leg,
mm-hmm,
right? And then retake it from behind. But I'll train a big one.
Yeah.
So full range of motion again, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So you have the ability to do it that big or something much smaller as required.
So the circle seems to be in Hyun Sao, Hyun Ma, moving around something to get back, just going a straight line.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like a compass needle, right?
Yeah.
Coming back to center line.
Yeah, because there's also the sort of circular movement. It doesn't, I don't know if there's a term for the, at the end when you do the bowing down and then your arms mm-hmm, thrust up and go around. There seems to be the circular kind of thing, the Zhong.
Yeah, that's again more of a full range of motion to help clear
okay,
something out of the way.
Yeah.
Right, so
I fully will bend over and
oh,
yeah,
right, explode.
Yeah.
Up and out, right?
Yeah.
So I have full energetic release, but if I just train to do this to come back to a Zhong Sao, which is where I really want, I mean,
yeah,
this is not going to do it if someone has me in a headlock.
Yeah.
And this is where you would use that movement. My horse is broken.
Yeah.
Someone's maybe got me in a headlock and I have to bring my hands up, boom, clear.
Yeah.
Now, again, just like the example I used before, I may not clear or need to clear this big, but I'm going to send energy out this big.
Yeah.
And if when I do that, I get just a little space here, then I'm going to flip this into a line style and then attack.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Because that technique that I just demonstrated with my body, I mean, that just seemed to be the natural flow that when this came up, there's an opening at the elbow, then I follow the opening.
Yeah.
So same Wing Chun principles.
Yeah.
So I need to train for the full release of energy, and then we come back to center line into the Zhong Zhao. Okay, so... Yeah, I mean, if people don't understand that the teachings are how to use the forms properly, then it will look very strange, very bizarre. We train a lot without a lot of stepping other than the Hyun Mas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're training you basically, well, what happens if you can't move?
Yeah.
What if you're pinned against the wall?
Yeah.
And you don't have your hips available?
Yeah.
And then you got to like bring the arms up and make some room and then find it.
Yeah, I was thinking earlier when you were talking about the jitsus again of the demonstration that you like doing where you have somebody pin all your joints to the
yeah,
wall and you're still able to create enough room to shin
yeah,
free.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, it may take 3, 4, 5, 10 shakes,
yeah.
but and I'll just keep filling the space, because even yeah. with everything
yeah,
pinned,
right.
I'll
yeah.
still have forward chunk chi.
Yeah, yeah.
And as soon as space is made, then the arms and limbs will fill it, and then the sensitivity comes back, and then you'll start doing your striking, so. So again, really think of the form as just really quick ways to come back to something you're very comfortable and familiar with, which is, you know, that wrist pass wrist idealized Wing Chun, where you have Do Yang facing your opponent. You'll notice in the Kwai Chian series of the elbows, we break Do Yang intentionally.
Yeah.
We're not trying to like shift and then keep the shoulder square. We're like coming right over.
Yeah.
Right, and yep. breaking Do Yang, because if someone pushes me off balance, I gotta let that energy go and turn. And now I wanna use the side structure, which goes into the shoulders, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanna use that structure, because I don't have any here trying to be Do Yang like this.
No.
There's nothing, but there is some here, just like when we do, you know, our side attacks. You know, the structure comes all the way down here into the floor. So your center line at the side now is at your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of in front, right? If you can't face them, so.
Okay.